The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Gaetan, and today I'm joined by a man who keeps on bringing the heat in Alaska. He has over 14 years of experience, and you know, throughout the 14 years, all his clients have been left with a smile. Well, he is here to give us and, you know, tell us what his secret is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have today Jeff. Jeff, how are you doing, man?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Just before we get into the questions, man, how are you feeling, and how was your weekend? I know we had a Super Bowl weekend. How was your weekend, man?
Yeah, I actually ended up working through it. I'm not much for football myself. I'm actually down here in Tennessee helping my sister-in-law remodel a house right now. So, yeah.
All right. That's good, man. Oh, I see you always bring in your real estate skills. You know, you even extend them to the family. I like that. All right.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, I know that a lot of people watching this probably don't know who you are and don't know your story. I mean, could you kindly tell us your real estate story? You know, how and when did you get started with the real estate?
Yeah. So it started in 2015. I was working as a correctional officer in Alaska. And one of my buddies, his father-in-law was a broker, told me about real estate, and I wanted to try it out part-time. And so ended up becoming full-time, very quickly became full-time. I left the correctional job and just spearheaded it, made that my priority. I went full blast into it. Really had a knack for it. My first year I did really well, and every year after that's been better and better. It's the short side of it, but I should have been here the whole time doing the real estate.
All right. Now, you know, going back to when you got into real estate, what were the challenges that you experienced, you know, that you weren't expecting?
Well, when you get into it, you know, you don't realize how the money goes. Usually, you know, most people have a 9-to-5, they get a paycheck every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. It's based on commission strictly, and you have to pay a lot to be in the real estate game. You've got marketing, signs, branding, all sorts of stuff, radio ads. So you have to spend money to be able to play, but then also you have to be able to budget a little bit differently, right? Because you might make 19 grand one month, and the next month you might make like 2 grand. So that's kind of the hardest thing for me, raising a family and going from paycheck to paycheck to commissions. But you know what? You can work as long as much as you want. You get out of it what you put into it. Mm-hmm. And so if you work hard at it, you can make a good living. You could do really well for yourself, and we could go into it more, but yeah.
I mean, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people never anticipate the fact that, hey, this is not a 9-to-5. This is not something that you paid for hourly. And it is very good to really have a solid budget. You know, knowing that now, you know, if you could go back 14 years and, you know, advise the younger Jeff who just got into real estate, I mean, what would you tell him?
Don't lose momentum. You know, my brother's in the insurance game, so it's the same thing with the commissions. And if you stop, you think you can go take a month-long break or something, you really can't, because then it takes that much longer to get in the momentum of things. You know, you just got to stay consistent. It's probably my biggest weakness with this. Mm. You know, get distracted with different things here and there. And if you're consistent and you have a routine, a system, then you can do way better than what I did when I started out.
All right. And just to share with our audience, you know, can you really, just tell us a bit more and explain the importance of, you know, a winning mindset in the industry. I understand that, you know, you wouldn't be where you are today. You wouldn't be doing this long, you know, if you didn't have resilience and a winning mindset. Can you just share with the audience the importance of it, in especially in this industry?
Yeah. You know, they say that, you know, most realtors, about 80% of them drop off within 5 years and don't make it past 5 years. The perseverance, the resilience is to keep at it. You have to be bigger than you really are. You have to appear bigger than you are. You know, you're kind of semi-famous in your local industry. Real estate is very hyper-local, and, you know, you've got the branding where you're out there on the benches and the shopping carts or whatever. And online is huge. You know, 90% of people are shopping online before they even call a realtor. So, you know, Zillow was a big tool in that. Local realtor, radio ads. And then, you know, it's just a really, you've got to put your money towards marketing. That's your investment into your business, which is yourself, is you've got to, you know, you get a big commission, you've got to put that money back into your brand. So you have to build your brand, seem bigger than you really are. And people will go to you. You have to go for about 3 years strong, and you get this rubber band effect where the clients come back to you, or it's the word of mouth. Hey, uncle or auntie is moving. Here, call Jeff. And so, you know, you're building your brand. You've got your image. You've got your reputation. Of course, you've got to get reviews that are 5 stars where people are happy. And of course, you won't keep everybody happy, but you've really got to invest into that business, and you have to really look at it as a business. This isn't, you know, a lot of people, you know, if they're older and stuff, they're just retired. They're just kind of coasting, and it's something for them to do. But as a young person, raising a family, not raising a family, you really got to invest money those first 3 to 5 years into all that marketing, and then it'll come back to you. And then you're not working as hard in the branding. You're just working hard when the clients are coming in.
Well, that is really, really good advice, because I think a lot of real estate agents really don't get to hear that. You know, someone asks you, how do I get into real estate? And what do I need? What do I do? And you just told, yeah, man, just take a couple of classes. After that, you get your license, and then, you know, go ham with it. But, you know, reality is that it is a business, and you have to treat it like a business, and you have to reinvest into that business. So thank you so much for that, because I know someone out there, you know, was like, hey, as soon as that check comes in, you know, I'm going to spend it. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we need to hear exactly what you're telling us right now. Now, I know, like, you've been working in, you know, as a realtor in Alaska, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, are just dying to know what the market is like. Can you just care to explain and share that with us?
Yeah. So Alaska is a big state. It's our biggest state here in America. And it's kind of seasonal, right? So the summer months, spring and summer, are very, very busy. It's just like any other local market, houses, commercial. I do a lot of land myself. A lot of people from out of state, my base clients, are people looking to build a fishing, hunting cabin, a house, retirement home. And so we do a lot of land, but local market, you know, it's prime from April to September, and then things get cold and we kind of hibernate up there in Alaska. It's actually, prices are good compared to the rest of the country. I've traveled this last winter. I've been traveling all over the country, just visiting, helping friends. And Alaska's prices are pretty good, actually, for, you know, apples to apples on houses and or land. It's pretty good. It's pretty steady. We have a lot of turnover. Yeah. Because where I live is a bedroom community for a lot of oil and slope workers, fishermen. And so you get people that are coming in and out after 2 or 5 years. They're selling their house and moving on. So the market is really good for those that are full time and go hard at it.
You know, when you said the prices are real good in Alaska, I was about to say, you're going to have a lot of people calling you after this and saying, Jeff, I need to get a house right now. So, hey, man, I hope you're ready for those sleepless nights. So, I mean, with that being said, Jeff,
I'm ready, man. It's spring's come in and yeah.
yeah, man. Hey. And like I always say, feel free to reach out to Jeff. We do have his, details in the description. So, yo, if you're looking to buy a house, this is the man. This is the man. He just told you where the price is right. So, Jeff, going back to Alaska, I understand that, as much as you have the best, I would say, I mean, the price is right, but I understand that it's not always sunshine and rainbows. I mean, what are the challenges that you experience being a realtor in Alaska that you feel like a lot of agents outside don't get to experience?
Well, when I do a lot of like when I'm going and doing showings, a house is a house. Might be high, might be low, but the land is the fun one because that's when you're out with clients showing them anywhere from 1 acre to 600 acres, So I get to go play on ATVs. I'm usually carrying protection of a firearm because we might run into some four-legged creatures out there. So, I get to go out and explore. We've got volcanoes, waterfalls and stuff, and it's really beautiful when I get to show big pieces of land with people because we're out there hiking for most of the day and they want to see what they're getting. They want to see the boundaries. So showing and just living amongst the wildlife, we've got a lot of moose, a lot of bears. It's really exciting. It's really I kind of fell in love with that part of it first before the commissions, before the money was just getting out, and I kind of got paid to explore Alaska, and I've sold stuff all the way down to Kodiak, which is an island south of me, all the way up to Talkeetna, Palmer. So, like I said, Alaska is a very big state. So 4 or 5 hours in each direction I would cover, and I got to explore a lot of that by helping clients. So that was cool.
I think at this point, you are definitely selling us on moving to Alaska because I don't think there's a downside to moving there. I don't think there's a downside to buying a house there. Like you said, it's amazing. And I don't think there's a reason for anyone not to actually reach out and, explore and see what it's like. Now, Jeff, on this podcast, we always like to, give tips and, help real estate agents that are getting into the market. I want to know from you, you have over 14 years of experience. What are the three habits that you would say make, that differentiate an ordinary, agent, to a top producing agent? What does it take? What are the three habits that you would say make a top producing agent?
Well, just like in any sale, something that I think is really important for agents across the board is knowing what you're selling, right? I mean, we're more than just opening doors, right? You're coming to me, you're new to town, you want to know what bank to go to, what contractors to use. So you have to have a network. That's the first thing, is build a network of winning people who want to do good by their clients. And so you can refer them out, right? So you want to have that network. You want to have a trusting friendship with all of them where they'll take care of your clients, you take care of them. But then also, like I said, knowing what you're selling, there's a lot of realtors across the country. They don't know, a wood foundation from a concrete foundation sometimes. They don't know enough about construction. So I started in construction, and I feel like that's really a prerequisite, very important that, it's much more than just a house, right? You've got wood, roofing, foundation, different stuff. You need to know about that so that you can advise your clients. Every state's different with their laws. Of course, you want to get a home inspection. But you really got to know more than just this house is this much and it's a good neighborhood or not. The clients are going to want to know the good schools. They're going to want to know just all these other, vendors, if you will, that go in hand with buying a house and investing into a new community. So, those are really important features. And then the first one, or the third one, would be that first thing I said, where you got to come out bigger than you are. You have to spend the first couple of years spending a lot of money back into marketing and get yourself known, right? Become a household name, get out and give back to your community. You know, you attend these events, and you're not just marketing yourself, you're setting yourself up for being a consultant later. I've had tons and tons of clients that they're not looking to buy or sell a house. They bought one 2 years ago for me, and they call me and they ask, hey, what do I do about this? You know, and so then you can advise them, and they remember that. And that is really what helps you get your name spread from other people, which is you could have $1 million in marketing. If people don't remember your name or know that you have a good name, a good reputation for helping clients, it doesn't matter how much money you spend on marketing, right? They're going to go to people that they're referred to. So that would help you out as a new agent. So you got to kind of have a little bit of coin when you start out, where you got to reinvest those first few commissions and get that business going for yourself.
All right. Well, I think you've heard it all. You've heard it all, from how to become a top producing agent to the importance of having a budget as a real estate agent to why you should move to Alaska. I think I'm sold, man. If anything, Jeff just sold me on why I should move to Alaska right now. And I guess he also sold you on why you should move to Alaska, but you're wondering, how can I get in contact with him? Now, Jeff, how can people get in contact with you? I told you, you have to get ready for the sleepless nights, and here it comes. How can we get a hold of you?
So I got the two easiest ways. My phone call. It's one thing. I don't like agents that don't answer the phone. I like to answer the phone for clients and agents.
Yeah.
So you can get a hold of me at 907-690-4363, or you can email me at jeffknuth@yahoo.com. I don't know if you can put that in the description there, but it's pretty public information. And yeah, get a hold of me. You know, there's a lot of TV shows out there. They're made for entertainment, but Alaska's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's got a really, really good cost of living when you look at taxes and cost of everything, cost of housing. It's got lots to offer. I've been there 11 years. I'm not originally from there. I married a beautiful woman who was from there, and I moved there for her. But it's been a really great place to live.
Oh, wow. I definitely think that, you know, it's a beautiful place. And before we let you go, I would like you to give us the top three reasons why you should move to Alaska. I know we've heard some of them, but I just want you to just, you know, put it out there. Top three reasons why you should move to Alaska, why you should buy property in Alaska. Let's go.
Okay. So the tourism, the fishing, fishing is phenomenal. It's world famous.
Yeah.
The sights, the mountains, the rivers, the wildlife. Mm. So you're going there for the views, right? The outdoors. And the third, I really would say, like I said, I've traveled the whole country, and cost of living is really good. I mean, it balances out. It's actually better. We've got really low taxes, really low cost of living. And, you know, you get away from the rat race, right? You get away from all the crazy busyness of life, the cities and stuff, and you're out in the beautiful country. And that's why we stayed. You know, I didn't go there for those reasons, but that's what I grabbed onto. And that's the reasons I tell people is why I would stay.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it. You've heard it yourself. And look, if you feel like, hey, I really want to go there. I really want to buy property there. You know, Jeff has given us his details, and they are in the description. So click on those details, reach out to him, give him a call, you know. And, you know, he is here, you know, 11 years of, you know, of being in an area can really teach you a lot, and has made him the expert that he is. And that's the reason why we have him here today. Now, Jeff, thank you so much. I know you have a busy day ahead of you, and as a true, I would say, real estate agent, and you know, a person that knows a lot about construction, I know you have a lot of work to get to right now. So we would like to thank you so much for taking the time to give us this valuable information. And I really feel like we just didn't have enough time. Otherwise, we would have had you for an hour of you just getting to educate us a bit more. But thank you so much. And if you are listening to the podcast and you made it this far, thank you for tuning in. And from me and Jeff, hey, cheers. All right.
Thank you, Timothy.